5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
No. That is obviously not the correct time. I probably don't need to tell you that, but here we are. The actual time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Yes, it's that time, once again. One of our favorite times of the day, it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I am the chairman of this committee, and I'm pretty happy about that. Why? Because that just means it's time for me to pour the tea. Oh, yeah. Look at it. Oh, doesn't that look delicious? Oh, yes, it does. What kind of tea are we drinking today? Oh, it's good. It's delicious. I like tea. Oh, it's like longjing. Oh, yeah. Yeah, once again, I'm drinking that Shihu style longjing, and it's so good. It's so yummy. I can't get enough. Oh, good stuff. Good stuff. But, yeah, we got another weird day going here. I don't know what's going on with the weather, but it's very windy again outdoors. And not only is it very windy, it is also very hot. Ridiculously hot. Let's get an official temperature reading right now. Which means I gotta get up. And I just realized something else. I'm a little tangled up in the cords here. That's okay. Alright, getting up. It is an extraordinarily hot day today. I do not know where this heat is coming from. Probably some kind of jet stream dip. Oh, what's going on up here? Nothing. What's happening in my kitchen? Nothing. Oh, let's look out the windows and see what's happening in my backyard. Not much. More importantly, what's happening in my neighbor's backyard? I don't see anybody out. Interesting. All right, so, oh my God, it is hot. And here's my cat in the new box. We're just gonna leave the cat in the box because the cat likes the new box and she's been sleeping in the box. So we're gonna walk around, pretend we didn't see her. Otherwise, we're gonna have to do some kind of kitty business. Oh boy. Yeah, so if you're wondering how hot it is, it's very hot. 35, 36 degrees Celsius. That's mighty damn hot. That's, 95 degrees, 97 degrees Fahrenheit for all my American listeners. That's not good. It is way too early in the year to be that hot. So we're going to come back down here, and we're going to look out this window to check for any bikini-clad teenage girls who might be soaking up the sun in my neighbor's backyard. Nope, nobody's out there at all. Now, the reason that we're checking is because my neighbors, if you were listening to yesterday's show or the day before, my neighbors have set up their swimming pool. They have a little, inflatable swimming pool. Oh, it's kind of square. It's about 3 meters by 3 meters, and it's probably a meter deep. And they set that up, and you know, it's the end of the school year, and they have a teenage daughter. And does she graduate this year? I don't know. Maybe there's going to be a graduation pool party with all her friends, and she goes to an all-girls Catholic school, so all her friends are teenage girls. So yeah, I'm anticipating teenage Catholic high school girl bikini pool party in my backyard any day now. I'm looking forward to it. And I will promise you, all of my faithful committee members, that if that happens, I will go over there and I will join the dubious Teenage Catholic High School Girl Bikini Pool Party Subcommittee. Yes, I will do that. Well, I don't know how much running around I could actually do today. Anyway, I'm still kind of messed up. My leg is weird. It's making my hip weird. It's making my back weird. Everything's kind of just weird. And that's okay. But I did have a weird morning. I went to bed kind of late last night, you know, probably around 4 a.m. And then I woke up at 8, at 8:09. I woke up looking at my clock. I thought, 8:09, oh no, I'm going back to sleep. And I kind of couldn't go back to sleep, so I was sort of laying there for 15 or 20 minutes, and then I did sort of fall back asleep. And then I woke up and I thought, oh, okay, so I'm a little bit rested. What time is it now? Maybe I should get up. Maybe it's around noon. I looked at the clock and it was 8:41. I just went, oh, I cannot get up this early. I can't get up this early. And so then I sat here. Well, I was sort of laying here, really. And without knowing it, I sort of fell back asleep. And I slept for a few more hours. Oh, and when I say a few more hours, I'm talking like 3.5. So I'm sort of well rested. But as soon as I woke up and tried to, you know, start moving around, oh, my leg was not having any of it. But now it's kind of okay. That's the weird thing, is it's that transition from laying down to getting up that's really, really a pain. But we're done with that. We don't need to even deal with that, because I'm just sitting here having a good time. And what am I doing? Well, if you said playing with synthesizers, then you are correct. And I guess I should start from the beginning. Okay, from the beginning then. Last night I started messing around with the baby synth. And when I say the baby synth, I mean the big baby, not the little business card baby. We're going to start calling the business card, and the baby is the baby. Who's the baby? This is the baby. We got oscillators. And what was I doing with the baby last night? Well, I was dialing up a new Shruti. I was just using standard Shruti notes in both sequencers, running offset and at different time scales, and I was getting stuff like this. It's nice and slow. It's very mellow. It changes here in a second, I think. There it is. Right, so we got that nice mellow, slow, shruty going. And I was thinking, this will be great because now I can play some instruments to this. You know, if you're a Hindustani or Carnatic singer, you could just sing along to this if you're so inclined, right? Right. And so I was messing with this last night, and I thought, yeah, this is fun. This is good stuff. I like to make interesting music. And then something happened. Something that I like to call the inevitable stupid. The inevitable stupid is an event that occurs whenever I'm working on something. And then in the middle of working on that something, I think, hey, what would happen if we did this unrelated thing and added it to this? And this happens in a lot of stuff. I'll be building something electronic, or I'll be doing some kind of art project, and I'll be halfway done and then get the idea to add something that I don't need, or something that doesn't need to happen. Just because, you know, yeah. And that's what happened last night when I hooked up the 303 to the baby synth. And I started... I just plugged it in and I hit start. And we got a little bit of weirdness. Because we just got drums and then we got that shruti. But that shruti is sped up by about 100 or more beats per minute. You want to hear this? Yeah, of course you do. So put on some headphones. Turn your computer speakers up to maximum, because I've got this dialed in for ultimate fidelity. I've got no start for it, so I just got to put the microphone down and get ready, kids. Okay, so that's some pretty fun stuff, isn't it? Super fast shruti with fun drums. And that was me just cranking on the filter cutoff knob. But we could automate that. We could stick an LFO in there somewhere, or put the solar panel on the filter cutoff. But yeah, so I also then had to plug in the OP1. Although that's major chord, that's not shruti business. Can we make it minor? Let's make it minor. It doesn't sound as good. So yeah, I got some ding-a-ling-a-lingles to add to all of this crazy action. Thank you. it though. Okay, great. So you got these little dingle blingles. But what do you do with them? I don't know. You just hit them like this. Is that a thing? Is that making music? I don't know. I don't even know what I'm trying to do here. What was that? And it all fades out. What if, didn't I want to start this differently? Didn't I want to do something wacky and different to all this? Oh, I guess we could. If we just take out some of these things, and then let's turn down some of these oscillators, like this. And now let's go. Still need to build an LFO. Okay, so yeah, whatever. That's kind of a thing, right? Did that sound like a thing? Kind of sound like a thing. It's like I work in some kind of acid factory. Although, you know, I was thinking a little bit about this last night. I should do the work. I should do the research. I should put out the effort to figure out how this is classified in, like, Indian music, in Indian classical music, either Hindustani or Carnatic. But if we break down that drum beat, you know, that's going to end up being the equivalent of something
classical in Indian music. And we got that Shruti. So I was thinking, you know, all we need to do is really pick a raga, and we could play something over the top of that that might be pretty cool. I might actually just work on that a little bit today, work on that idea, because it's very interesting. Yeah, I think I could do that. I just, I have a slight concern. It's about the same concern I always
Boy,
have.
Boy, are you going to get it now?
What?
Look at that greasy mess you made. Our mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
Slap.
Here, 409 works fast.
Yeah?
Before he
Yeah, you think
twice.
You're going to write some kind of cool music, and then Kirk Cameron comes in with his greasy little fingers and gets grease all over your synths.
Hey, that shines. What have you two been up to?
Oh, just slapping Kirk Cameron around for getting his greasy little fingers all over my very expensive equipment. Oh, and suddenly, somehow, I'm reminded of something else that I was thinking about last night while I was working on all this weird synthesizer stuff. Last night I was sitting here, you know, messing with this stuff, having a good time, thinking, oh, it's so fun to play with synthesizers. And I had the TV on at the same time. The sound was off, and I was just waiting for the replay of my F1 race. Because the race was crazy. And yeah, I'm still behind my cat in the championship, but I actually beat my cat yesterday. The race was insane. I know you don't want to hear about it. But as I was sitting here waiting for the race to come on, there was a baseball game before the race. So I had the baseball game playing while I was playing with my synthesizers. And that's when I started to think. And I know that's always dangerous. But the game that was on was a college game. It was one of the games that leads up to the College World Series. And so I should tell my international listeners that, yes, there is a World Series for university baseball in America. It's a big deal. And that World Series just happens to be played in my hometown of Omaha, Nebraska. Now, the games that were on TV were not, you know, Omaha, Nebraska games. These were the games that are the qualifiers for the World Series. And that's going to happen soon. These qualifiers go for another few days, and the World Series, College World Series, starts like next week or 10 days from now, real soon. And boy, oh boy, you are not going to be able to find a hotel room in Omaha, Nebraska. But that's neither here nor there. What I was thinking was maybe I should get a camera and go around and film College World Series stuff. I could be a stringer. I could be a YouTube stringer. What I was thinking is, you know, I could go around and get weird footage. You know, everybody's going to be able to get, you know, footage of the games and stuff, but what if some weird baseball fanatics that have a YouTube channel want footage of like real stuff? Like, what's it like outside the stadium? Let's see if there's any ball hawks out there. Let's walk up and down the streets outside the stadium and see what's going on. See, these people might want this footage, and this is extraordinarily easy footage for me to get. I mean, I live here. I live in this town. I know what's up. I know where things are happening. And so I was thinking, maybe I could do that. Just go out and get some random, like, stock footage, right? And then I could go out and sell it to YouTubers who want, you know, weird baseball footage. Because college baseball is a thing. It's on right now. There's college baseball. And, okay, yeah, let's punch it in here. We got So Miss versus Ole Miss. It's Southern Mississippi versus Mississippi University of Mississippi. Wait, is Ole Miss Mississippi State? No, Mississippi State is purple. Okay, regardless, these are two Mississippi teams. Southern Mississippi and Ole Miss, which looks like Ole Miss, which is confusing because if you know any Espanol at all, you see Ole and then you see the word Miss, which should be, you know, like Senorita. So is this like Southern Miss versus Ole, Senorita? It's very confusing the way that the teams are abbreviated. Because we don't have Southern Mississippi written up there. We have So Miss. And then Ole Miss. So Miss. Ole Miss. Ole Senorita.
Leatherwood sends one into the left field corner. Montenegro will watch that one roll foul. I will throw this out there about Ramsey. You would think as
Wait,
a reliever.
They don't play baseball in Montenegro, do they?
If anyone last through a delay, it would be somebody who's used to throwing multiple times over the weekend.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And that's some but other bad news. No, Montenegro did not qualify for the Euros. Oh, no. Yeah, when is Euros starting up? Euros start up soon. Oh, and the TV is telling me that the Nebraska versus Arkansas game is at 7 p.m. tonight. Huh. Nebraska, my home state, just might make it into the College World Series. I think they have to beat Arkansas, though. And so we got the Ole Miss versus the So Miss.
We talk a lot about Tim Elko's injury. This is Calvin Harris now in the nine hole, and he's been playing as he works his way back from injury.
Calvin Harris. He's from Iowa.
He's from Iowa. They play their high school season in the summer. He played last summer, but injured.
I do like Iowa. Iowa is the state just across the river from me. I can be there in a matter of minutes. Someday we're going to have to do some dubious goals committee over in Iowa. That could be interesting. We could go to the port of Council Bluffs. That's extraordinarily dangerous. Oh, we could go see the Black Angel. Ooh, that might be fun. That's a local, the Black Angel is a statue near a cemetery, and it's a local, what's the word I'm looking for, supernatural spot. It's so stupid. But let's do some more synthy stuff instead. I'm playing with my toes. Can you believe I'm able to do this with my toes? Anyway, you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe, and I gotta get out of here, find some food, and eat my lunch.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.